Now, revitalize your health on News Talk 610 CKTB.
Welcome to the Revitalize Your Health Show. I'm your host, Tom McConnell. Joining me today, as always, Shannon LaPointe, owner of Revitalize Your Health and the Synergy Niagara Clinic in Niagara Falls. Shannon, great to chat with you again. How are you?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Give us an update on the Synergy Niagara Clinic. You're still looking for a couple of other healthcare providers who can join your team.
That's right. The Synergy Niagara Health Clinic is a sort of collection of businesses that work together to help clients better. So we do have a number of businesses already in the clinic. So we have Bare Painless Laser. We do a lot of aesthetics there, Botox filler, laser hair removal, that sort of thing. We have Revitalizer Health that does pelvic floor strengthening. Also, we treat men with erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. We also have Continence Advisor Services there for people struggling with all forms of incontinence. We have beach hypnosis, and we also have registered massage therapy and custom orthotics with TheraWorks. So we do actually still have four rooms available for a new business to come in and join our group. We refer to each other. There's a lot of benefits to being located within the clinic. And it's nice because you just pay the rent and you run your own business independently. So nobody's taking a portion of your proceeds each month. But there's some added benefits like being able to be featured on the Synergy Niagara website, which will point to your own individual website. All bills are included. It's pretty turnkey. So it's a great place to locate your business if you want to step it up to the next level on your own.
And as you've talked about previously, and you just described the services that are available within the clinic, fairly wide ranging. It's not so narrow a focus, but you're looking at healthcare and aesthetics providers across a fairly broad spectrum.
That's right. I'm not really totally picky about that, as long as it can fit within the sort of confines of aesthetics or wellness. So that's a pretty broad range of categories. I would love to have a nutritionist, a naturopath, pelvic floor physiotherapy. Those would be preferred, but I'm really open to discussing opportunities with anyone else. It would suit for a medical doctor. There may be opportunities for more massage therapists if they can work together with the existing massage therapists in the clinic. So I'm pretty open to discussing opportunities.
Now, for more information, let me give this website out now, synergyniagara.ca. If you want more information on some of the providers that are under that roof and you want to see what the clinic's all about, synergyniagara.ca. Click on the website and you can see the providers and join our clinic, news and updates. Lots of information at that website if you're looking to start a business or move or expand your business into the Niagara area. Now, one of the things that we've talked about, especially for Revitalize Your Health, is of course the Amcella chair. And we've talked about it often for what it can do for sexual conditions, sexual symptoms, but certainly urological. Now, this is interesting because I never thought of it, Shannon. You've talked about, you know, continence and what to look for, but there's one life event that really can have an effect on continence, and that is having a baby. And that postpartum really does a number on women and their bladders. So before we get into how the Amcella chair helps, what happens during childbirth? What goes on? Is this common? Does this happen to most women, a few women? Tell me more about postpartum and what it does to a woman's bladder.
So it's not just the postpartum phase. It's really what, you know, being pregnant did to your body during those 9 months. So being pregnant, the weight gain, the increased blood flow, it puts a lot of pressure on your pelvic floor. And then the delivery of the baby is a whole another separate issue and how easily or difficult that happened. Women who have to have an episiotomy or who tear, they need forceps or vacuum, prolonged labor, big babies, all of those things will impact the damage that your pelvic floor sustains while delivering the baby. And then how well you heal. And weight in general is a pretty big factor in incontinence. So every time you gain weight, you're putting more and more pressure on your pelvic floor muscles. This contributes to weakening of those muscles. So pregnancy is a pretty, you know, fast process. I mean, it happens over 9 months, but you know, when you compare that to your life, you may say, well, I gained 20 pounds in the last 10 years or whatever. But when you have a baby, you could gain anywhere from, you know, 25 to 80 pounds. Like it just, you know, I'm not saying 80 pounds is healthy weight gain for having a baby, but it's not uncommon either. So that's a really short period of time to gain a lot of weight and then go through the trauma of delivery. So a lot of things happen to a woman's body when they have a baby. And you know, there's a lot of recovery that needs to happen afterwards. So often women will have their baby, they go back for their 6 week checkup and they're told to do Kegel exercises. So Kegel exercises are a way you can manually strengthen the muscles in your pelvic floor. The key thing about them though, is that you have to be very consistent and most people just aren't, especially you have a new baby, you're busy, you're tired, you're exhausted. You may be stressed, you may be, you know, having difficulty with a colicky baby. So Kegels are sort of not front of mind for a lot of new mothers, but they're very important. The other thing is that you go for your postpartum checkup and it's not always made clear to you how strong or weak your muscles are at that point. They just assume some level of weakness because you've just gone through a big trauma. But they don't really, you know, teach you how to do Kegels while they're examining you, which is difficult for a lot of people because, you know, you're told to do Kegels, but you don't really know how to do them. A lot of people squeeze their abdominal muscles or their glute muscles. Those are not the muscles that need to be squeezed when you do Kegels. It's deeper up inside. And, you know, during a pelvic exam is the perfect time to sort of ask your doctor, am I doing this right? Because a lot of times people are doing them wrong.
With some babies being delivered, I guess if the baby is large or there's a difficult delivery, is that an added layer of complications from a typical, I know there's not, you know, I'll use the term typical birth, Shannon.
Well, yeah, if the baby's big or you had a lot of difficulty getting the baby out, or if you pushed for a really, really long time, like just prolonged labor, that's a lot of straining on your pelvic floor muscles. So that person will have a higher susceptibility of weakness than the person who had a very easy delivery, tinier baby. You know, everybody's different though. Even a woman who delivers very naturally and, you know, without much issue can still have weakness in her pelvic floor muscles because she's just gone through a great deal. The umcella chair comes in because, you know, pelvic floor strengthening we know is so important. We know that people aren't very consistent with Kegel exercises. Some will seek the help of a pelvic floor physiotherapist and they're very good. They're very knowledgeable, smart. They have an awful lot of education and expertise in the pelvic floor area. So doctors often send people to a pelvic floor physiotherapist, which is part of Revitalize Your Health. We do work with pelvic floor physiotherapists. So that's always an option for clients who come into the clinic. But the umcella chair does the work for you. So not to say people are lazy, but people are short on time, especially when you've got a new baby. So the ability to come and sit on the umcella chair fully clothed, no pain, 28-minute session, and strengthen those muscles easily like that and not have to do so many Kegels in between is really a benefit to a lot of people.
Now, can the effects postpartum last? I mean, can you address women who may have had this for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 25 years? Like, do the effects last a long time for the pelvic floor muscles, or is it something that typically corrects itself?
So it depends on a lot of things, I think, like your overall weight. Did you, like after having a baby, did you lose the weight? Were you physically active? Because sometimes you engage your pelvic floor muscles doing other exercises as well. So some people can sort of naturally get that back. Others who struggle with weight especially will not be as lucky in most cases. So it is a muscle that you can target specifically, and it's sort of difficult to know if you're doing it properly because it's deep inside and, you know, there's nothing, you don't see anything really moving when you're doing it correctly. So It takes a lot more focus than people think. The other thing is that, like, I get women who haven't had a baby in 10 years and they're like, well, I had my baby so long ago. I'm like, well, that doesn't mean you didn't have weak muscles all along. Or the woman who, you know, may have managed okay, but now she's gone through menopause and the drop in estrogen is contributing to muscle weakness and she's having a worsening in incontinence because now she's gone through menopause. So it's never too late to strengthen your pelvic floor muscles. And it's also something that it is ongoing. So if, let's say you did a lot of work, you did a lot of Kegels after having your baby and you think you did great, but then you just stop and you maybe gained weight or, you know, life happens, your muscles can get weak again. They may not get as weak as they were right after having a baby, but it's, you know, their muscles like any other, if you don't use them, they do get weak. So even with the Imcella protocol, we do a series of six sessions to strengthen muscle, but you have the same three options after doing the protocol that you had in the beginning when you realized your muscles were weak. So you can do Kegels on your own at home. You can do them with the help of a pelvic floor physiotherapist, or you can sit on the Imcella chair and let them, like, let the machine strengthen the muscles for you. So that those are your options in the beginning. If you choose to do the protocol, they're your same options afterwards. Do you want to come once a month, sit on the chair and maintain your muscular strength? Are you going to be consistent with Kegel exercises? Do you want to see a pelvic floor physiotherapist? So these options are always there. It's really just up to the person how they want to handle it.
So as you just said, though, there's no difference in the treatment if this is for postpartum or other continence issues that delivering a baby could lead to it, but the treatment is going to be similar for other continence issues then.
Yeah, that's true. So really, you just have to think about the fact that the Imcella chair is providing pelvic floor strengthening. So when you have weak muscles, you can have a range of symptoms. So the woman who just had a baby often will have stress urinary incontinence, which means she's going to laugh, cough, sneeze, run, change position, and leak urine. So this is very frustrating and sometimes a very new sort of thing that's happening. So, you know, she sits on the Imcella chair, we strengthen those muscles, those symptoms go away. But it's also appropriate for somebody who's, you know, having severe urgency where you're just sitting around, all of a sudden you have a sudden urge to pee and you can't hold it. And if you don't find a bathroom really quickly, you may leak urine. So it can be frequency as well, where you're going to the bathroom, you know, every half an hour, small amounts, or you're up in the night. A lot of people are lacking proper sleep because they're being woken up during the night by the need to go to the bathroom. So there's a range of symptoms that happen when you've got a weakness in your pelvic floor muscle. And the thing is, it's not the same for everybody. So, you know, one person may have all the symptoms, another person may have one or two, someone else may have three, like it's just different for every person. And there's other factors that play into why they may be struggling in one area more than another. And that's where continence advisor services come in. And the fact that, you know, our clinic is unique in that we have a continence advisor who can talk about all these other factors that may be making your incontinence worse.
When we talk about continence and using an advisor, typically, I mean, you've pointed out where young women could have an issue because of postpartum, but typically we think of incontinence as being a problem for older people, that we see incontinence for both men and women. The instances sort of increase as we age. Even when we're dealing with someone who is aging, Shannon, would that be the right person to come to see you as a continence advisor?
Anybody with incontinence or urinary issues could come and see me. So the Imcella chair may not be appropriate for absolutely everyone, but the recommendations made by a continence advisor can help anyone. So, you know, people drink a lot of coffee or alcohol, or they limit their water because they're worried about, you know, is there going to be a bathroom where I'm going? Sometimes they don't even leave the house because they're worried about this. So these sort of worries and concerns can be addressed with a continence advisor to sort of explain to you, what does coffee do to your system when you drink it? Well, it irritates your bladder. Alcohol is a diuretic. It makes you produce more urine. So you'll have frequency and potentially urgency when you're drinking alcohol. So there's a lot of things that I explain to people so that, you understand what you're doing. So when you come into the clinic, it's a bit of a multi-pronged approach. So it's usually, let's limit the things that are irritating your bladder or have the potential to irritate your bladder. I often see people who come with stress incontinence, but they drink a lot of coffee and alcohol, not enough water, they're constipated, different things are happening. And I'll say to them, you know, this isn't your problem now. Like, you're not having overactive bladder symptoms at this point in time, but you're at high risk to develop them because of the way that you eat and drink and your bladder or bowel habits. So I'll address that no matter what. So it's, let's limit the things that irritate the bladder. Let's make sure you're drinking a sufficient amount of water, which is generally 1.5 to 2 liters of water a day after compensating for bad drinks, which would be the things that irritate your bladder. And then if you're exercising, you're going to need a bit more water even there. So let's limit the irritants. Let's drink enough water. Let's strengthen the muscle. And then we look at the bladder training. So you know, it's a long spectrum sort of where a person is. Do they have overactive bladder symptoms? Are they holding their urine for hours and hours and hours and they've damaged their bladder? There's different sort of recommendations depending on where you are on that spectrum. So I'll make, you know, maybe you need to do timed voiding where I set a timer, tell you to set a timer for every 2.5 to 3 hours to make sure you're going to the bathroom and emptying your bladder, even though you don't feel like you're full. So that person, you know, has damaged their bladder by holding for hours upon hours and they damage it. So they don't know their bladder is full. So they need to do timed voiding. Whereas the overactive bladder person is peeing every half an hour. Well, they need to do urge suppression. They need to teach their bladder it can hold more urine and use their pelvic floor muscles to sort of calm the bladder down when it starts getting irritated and making you feel like you have to go. So there's a lot more to it. It's just nice for clients to be able to come in the clinic and get educated on what's happening and be told, you know, all the options that they have, because clients don't really realize how many options they have to fix their situation.
It's really interesting how often you mention water, because it seems a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? That because urine is 99, I don't know what the number is, but it's almost entirely water with some other components in it, that you need to drink water for your bladder health. And I guess it's just such a better substitute than, as you mentioned, caffeinated drinks or alcoholic beverages. But it seems people maybe don't drink enough water in some cases or have bad substitutes for the drinking. But it does seem counterintuitive. And I imagine your clients probably question you on that. And you're like, no. Water is one of the best things you could do.
Yeah, I always tell them water is your friend, and don't drink your calories. That's another thing. It's just, you know, weight loss often plays into people trying to manage their incontinence. And, you know, that's just a tip I like to say, like, don't drink your calories. Food's so delicious. Don't waste the calories drinking them. But water, you're right. People don't like it a lot of times. They want to add a lot of things to water to make it tastier. But oftentimes the things you're adding to water are sort of irritating to the bladder, like artificial sweetener as well. So like all that Mio and those sort of additives that you can add to water, or the soda stream is a big one where people think, well, I'll drink more water if it's carbonated, but carbonation is a really big bladder irritant. So those things aren't great. It's just plain cold water is what, it doesn't have to be cold, but plain water is what your bladder needs. And the thing is, when you say counterintuitive, the person with overactive bladder, they will limit and restrict their water intake. And they do this for the exact reason they're already having urinary problems. They're already peeing all the time. They're worried they don't know where the bathroom is. They're not going to make it. So they limit their water so they won't have to go to the bathroom. The problem is that their urine becomes concentrated because they're dehydrated. And that also irritates the bladder. So, you know, you really want to look at this, like, we need to feed your body a healthy amount of water and you need to strengthen your muscles so that you have better urinary control. And those two things together can help that overactive bladder person for sure. So, you know, it does take some education though.
One area that I imagine you see a lot of patients on are those with mobility issues. And is there anything special about those with mobility issues and who also have urinary symptoms? And I imagine either through, you know, talking to a continence advisor or getting him cella chair treatments, you can help those with mobility issues as well.
Yes, for sure. So I do have lots of clients actually that have mobility problems. They come in with their walker. The Micella chair is excellent for the elderly as well, right? So they come in, everything is wheelchair accessible, the bathroom, the rooms, everything. So that's okay. And sitting on the Micella chair doesn't require any special sort of movements. It's just a really large chair that's really easy for somebody, even if they're having problems with mobility. But mobility in general does contribute to incontinence, because if you get the urge to go to the bathroom, but you use a walker and you're slow getting there, oftentimes people will, you know, leak urine because of that. So those, for those clients, it's especially important that they limit the bladder irritants, because, you know, yes, you will at some points during the day need to go to the bathroom, but you want to be able to manage it every 2 hours, roughly 2 to 3 hours. You don't want to have to be running there every half an hour, especially if it takes you 10 minutes to get there and get situated. So, you know, the education about caffeine and bladder irritants is super important for them. And I mean, in terms of maintenance and Kegel exercises, even somebody with mobility issues can do Kegel exercises. They aren't difficult in that sense. It's just a lot of people aren't willing to be consistent with it. And it takes a long time when you do Kegels manually to see an improvement. So it's about 3 months of being consistent doing Kegels in order to realize strengthening in those muscles. So for people, any people, mobility issues or not, they find it easier just to sit on the Micella chair and do the strengthening that way.
This is the Revitalize Your Health show. My name is Tom McConnell. Joining me today, Shannon LaPointe, owner of the Revitalize Your Health and Synergy Niagara Clinic in Niagara Falls. For more information from Shannon's clinic, revitalizeyourhealth.ca is the name of the clinic. On your website, revitalizeyourhealth.ca. And if you can't remember that, you can just Google Revitalize Your Health, or many people probably Google, Shannon, the Micella chair. This is the treatment program you often talk about. And while it's great for urinary symptoms, what else do you use the Micella chair for?
So it's applies to sexual dysfunction as well, specifically for men. So it improves sexual gratification for both men and women, but men in particular with erectile dysfunction do notice improvement. So the chair is FDA and Health Canada approved for incontinence, and that's how it was initially used. But because the clients were commenting so frequently that, you know, they were able to reach orgasm easier, orgasms were more intense, men were having better erections, there were so many positive sexual sort of side effects that they developed a second protocol on the chair. So there is a urinary protocol and a sexual protocol. So it can really help with a wide range of issues. But the men who come to the clinic, they have the option of using the Micella chair to strengthen muscle and to some degree increase blood flow, because every time you contract a muscle, a lot of blood goes to the area. So that's what Micella does. And then I also have the focused shockwave therapy device, which is a painless treatment to increase blood flow to the penis. So increases blood flow through your existing blood vessels and helps to achieve creation of new blood vessels so that the overall impact is an overall increase in blood flow to the penis, providing you with a better erection. So men with erection problems or premature ejaculation, they have several options in the clinic. I also market the vacuum devices or penis pumps, because those are very helpful, especially with men after prostate surgery. And they're an option for anyone who's struggling. So I think men don't realize how many options there are out there for them that don't include pills and injections and surgery. So it's always good to come in for a consultation, and I talk with everyone. It takes about an hour. I'll go over your entire situation, give you the recommendations, explain the treatment options. And then if you decide to go forward, that's great. If not, it's still a valuable appointment that will help you.
Is there a difference in the treatment protocols? You talked about it started out for urinary symptoms, and then patients started to see a benefit for some sexual symptoms. So is there a difference in any of the treatment protocols, or is it the same And it's like, well, you sign up for one, you get the benefit of the second one as well, maybe.
Yeah, exactly that. So it's the exact same protocol. There are two modes, but if you think back when there was only one mode, the urinary protocol, that's the mode people did that, you know, noticed the sexual benefits. So yes, the company tweaked it slightly, but both modes are technically strengthening your pelvic floor muscles just in a slightly different way. So it doesn't matter if you're coming for urinary issues or sexual issues, the protocol is actually the same, with this slight ability to change the mode, but both are strengthening pelvic floor muscles. So yeah, you will benefit on both sides. And a lot of clients will come in, like men, they'll say, well, I dribble a bit after I go pee. And plus my erections aren't what they used to be. And I'd like to improve that. And they do Mcella and the dribbling stops and they improve their erection. So it does help in both areas. And it's all because the chair is strengthening pelvic floor muscles. So that's what it does no matter what. It's just the range of symptoms you could be experiencing because of weak muscles. It just gets addressed when we strengthen the muscle.
And then briefly, before we run out of time, you're in a chair. It's non-invasive. You don't have to, people can keep their clothes on. Not, it's painless as well. Like there's a sensation you feel for the session length, which is how long, by the way?
So the session on the chair is 28 minutes each time you come.
Okay. And it's painless, non-invasive, don't have to get out of your clothes, or do you? Are you in your underwear? What's going on?
No, you just have to wear comfortable fitting pants. That's all. But yeah, it's everything you said, painless, comfortable. You sit there and watch Netflix or I talk to you. It depends sort of where you are in the protocol and how much education you need, but it's just a relaxing treatment.
What's the best, should people, for more information, go to the website, look it over, or easy enough just to call you and schedule an appointment?
I would say it's good to get some information from the website, but you can reach out through the email info@revitalizeyourhealth.ca, or you can fill in a form on the website. You can call directly, however it suits you, but there is quite a bit of information online as well.
Shannon, before I let you go, anything else you want our listeners to understand today?
Just that, like, these conditions are embarrassing for a lot of people, so they feel shy and embarrassed to talk about it. They don't tell their partner, but my clinic is a safe place to come and talk about anything, and you're not alone. Everybody thinks, like, this isn't happening to my neighbor or my friend, but it is. It's super common. It's just not widely discussed because it's a bit embarrassing. So, you know, I often get women who don't even tell their partners that they've done the treatment because they're hiding their incontinence. And, you know, it's, I think, always better if you can be open with the people who are around you, but just don't feel like you're the only one experiencing these issues. And coming in for a consultation is just a free way to get all the information you need. And then you can make, you know, your own decision about what treatment options suit you.
For more information, the website again, revitalizeyourhealth.ca, revitalizeyourhealth.ca. Shannon Lapointe from the Revitalize Your Health Clinic in Niagara Falls. Once again, thanks for joining me, and let's talk again soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
This has been Revitalize Your Health on News Talk 610 CKTV. For more information, visit their website, revitalizeyourhealth.ca.